这里是小河艺术电台，两个人的音乐生活，两棵树的森林电台。微博上看到有朋友提到上海的石库门，和所有大城市的传统老建筑一样，石库门在上海就如同四合院在北京，已经所剩不多，剩下的也都奇货可居。
In fact, it was a circus clown who brought Professor Dragon to this town. It was love at first sight when he saw him perform in a circus tent in Moscow, 1899.Professor Dragon was an inventor. Invented a flying ship with a smoke and soap engine. Hopeless dreams he was chasing, but they were the fuel to keep him movingFollowing the blue tracks, heading to Venice. If there was a place in this whole wild world, oh, it's gotta be Venice, where lost love can be regained. Into the blue he was flying. There's gotta be a way to find him when nights are cold and lonely. You almost forgot how it's like if there was somebody. The harborSleeps in ice. No trace of a circus, and St. Marcus has no mercy. He falls down on his knees, but before he starts to cry out, he has a brilliant idea. Gosh, it's gotta be Paris. Into the blueWas flying. There's gotta be a way to find him when nights are cold and lonely. You almost forgot how it's like if there was somebody. Well, Paris certainlyHas it sang? It drove some lovesick fools nearly insane. And it's here where Professor Dragon is taking off again in his bubbly dragoline. I've heard he's still.
小时候有幸在上海住过一年石库门，像我这样健忘的人对石库门的记忆其实已经有些残缺。我家住在三楼，爸妈住三楼的一间大屋，而我则住在楼顶的亭子间里。虽然那会儿才小学五年级，但那种一伸手就摸到天花板的压抑感觉到现在还记得。早上起床只能坐在床上， 有时候会迷迷糊糊忘了想在床上站起来，结果就撞到头了。亭子间里一扇窗开向石库门的院子，另一扇就是亭子间标志性的斜天窗。那时候的我喜欢躺在床上望那一小格的天空，现在回想起来才明白，原来幸福的大小跟能看到天空的大小并没有直接的关系。亭子间跟爸妈的大屋有一小节竹梯连着，每天爬完三层木楼梯还要再爬上竹梯才能到我的亭子间。那三层木楼梯几乎是一年四季照不到光的，然后在梅雨季节里就总有一种挥之不去的发霉的味道，走起来又会嘎吱作响。我还依稀记得二楼有扇门总是半掩着，里边黑乎乎的，每次放学回家爬到二楼，我都会下意识地跑快几步，总担心那扇门背后会突然钻出来什么东西。后来在高中的时候玩《生化危机》，里边每一次开一扇门的那个过场动画，都会让我想起石库门的那段时期，二楼的那扇门。
Open up your door, I can't see your face no more. Love is so hard to find, and even harder to define. Oh, open up your door.We've time to give, and I'm feeling it so much more. Open up the door, open up your door. open up the door. I can't hear your voice no more. I just want to make you smile. Maybe stay with you a while. Open up your door, 'cause we've time to give. My feelings aren't so obscure. Open up the door. Open up your door.
由门得名，自然石库门建筑的门楣部分是最为精彩的部分，装饰也最为丰富。可惜小时候的我对石库门最重要的这部分记忆几乎为零，对那时的我而言，门就是门而已，从来也不曾好好抬头多欣赏一下，只记得进门穿过一小块天井就是一楼大厅，已经被改造成几家人共用的厨房。穿过大厅是一块不算大的院子，院子一角还有一口小池子，但那时候的我很少到院子里去玩，一来整栋楼没有和我同龄的小伙伴，二来作为一个外来的小孩，刚到上海，在学校里都已经经常被人叫做乡欧尼，而在性格上也已经变得拘谨内向了很多，回到家从来就是宅在家里，很少在下楼活动。
Things are never what they seem. Play a part most of the time. What is yours cannot be mine. And I'm more by say the words I mean, make myself go through the line. Does the penance fit the crime if I'm bored by dreams? Take me through the steps, my love. Shall we dance again? I was always older then. Now we are. Stay. de la croix, toujours dire la vérité quand je suis là.
Every artist a certain age, works within every after a certain age. Every artist works with injury.
Take me through the steps, my love. Shall we dance again? I was always older then. Now we are the same.
算比较宽，一侧有一条细细的水沟，曾经见过有些人来这里倒夜壶。我们住的石库门一楼有个茅厕，所以倒也一直没有用过夜壶。但我一直不太清楚水沟里的水是从哪里来的，也一直奇怪有人往里边倒夜壶为什么会没有异味。弄堂上空常常会挂满各家各户晾晒的衣服被子，层层叠叠在风中招展，有时会遇上一些还在滴水的，穿行其中总要小心避开那些水滴，就像在玩横版闪避过关游戏。我记得弄堂口有个卖茶叶蛋的老人，也卖臭豆腐。上海的臭豆腐跟湖南的臭豆腐是完全不同的，它的外表是金黄色的，虽然都是闻着臭吃着香，但上海臭豆腐的臭味相对好像更淡一些。那时的我很喜欢吃弄口的那家臭豆腐，蘸上上海的那种特制的甜辣酱，想想都会流口水。对于石库门的居住感，吴安逸在《长恨歌》中描绘得淋漓尽致。一旦开门进去，院子是浅的，课堂也是浅的，三步两步便走穿过去，一道木楼梯出现在了头顶。木楼梯是不打弯的，直抵楼上的规格，那二楼的临街的窗户便流露出了风情。好多年没有再回上海，有机会回去一定要去看看曾经住过的永安里附近的弄堂，不知道那里的石库门还在吗？对于儿时居住的记忆，也许只有在重游故地的时候，有些回忆才能更清晰地显现出来吧。
夜色 三月夜男女同学看灯记，人人拿着塑料榔头敲来敲去，想吃大闸蟹就要等到秋风起，吃好生姜拌好醋用虾饺蘸蘸盐，肉不是烧头香一定是大年夜夜里，初初通宵麻将迎来新年第一天，小朋友约好到楼下头放炮仗去，心里想今年不晓得好拿多少阿三弟，一到春天就歇歇嗦嗦落毛毛雨，带朋友没地方只好去外滩避一避，情人墙一堆堆也是道好风景，最怕那只手提筒晃发晃发里望的雨，到大光明电影院去补冷气，戴好墨镜戴防止打喷嚏，一跑出来就看到对面的肯德基，帮大人讲我不吃，只想进去笑不闭。每趟我走过红房子西餐厅，三吐司总归是落落哒哒的，我晓得就算我考入了第一名，爸爸妈妈也不舍得。七十年家房客住了一幢房子里，夜里听到怪声音是顶子个小夫妻，我顶要好的朋友爷娘不来伊身边，伊讲伊是啥个知青子女，隔壁头老张买了台十寸电视机，搞不懂电视机前头为啥要摆着防毒镜，高头有雪花就拿天线转转伊，要是大阳没了只好拿电视机敲两记，搿就是阿拉的上海童年，天天侪介有劲，或许阿拉小辰光来人民广场见过面，屁股动了多少小人，等喜悦激动舞节等了几十年，在土地就顶老把酒女将有稀有气，一个世界看下来只好去配眼睛，最欢喜听要么上周八村的滑稽戏，要么上就是了阿拉龙堂里，帮我从小剃头剃到大是江宝宁，一边夸我头大聪明，一边骂骂了隔壁。大清早起倒是隔了公交车里，小姑娘要当心有人会摸来摸去，后来总算盼到了地铁一号线，到今早已经被冲脱了十七八只新手机，从我到中途门口去买大片，我才晓得搞摇滚的才是一帮神经病，最老乱就是男同学们一道吃香烟，大家凑钞票买包大鸡们说说烟，阿拉和上海童年，天天 擦娘新娘一开心一刚爱人光马一点菜用不着一块行李一切打开只好下不个一次旁边四大金刚当作饭用于吃不厌此饭配油条海江里都把地湖边有的屋里向有亲戚到上海住两天总要带来吃吃吃喷喷香啊笑容丧气上海哪能就让人家欢喜从金湖到杨浦还有浦东新区有辰光稍许让人觉得有点傻气但是就算等一辈子也不会过了再没老早加油劲